Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to Ours to Protect on Clare FM. A primary school in County Clare has become the first in Ireland to produce all its electricity using solar power. The Christian Brothers moved to Ennis in 1827, and the building where the primary school was located was constructed in 1837. In later years, that building was heated using oil, and staff entered a flooded basement twice a day to access the boiler. So the move to a new state-of-the-art school in recent years was a very welcome development, and it was always the plan to make significant changes to how the school was heated and powered. Dara Glynn is principal of CBS Primary in Ennis.
It began actually with a decision by the Board of Management in 2015 while we were still in the process of getting our permission for our new building. And the decision made by the board, it was a simple enough one. It was to just make an adjustment to one of our goals, which was that as a school, we would strive for carbon neutrality. We aren't there yet, and the solar panels are part of that journey, but carbon neutrality is now a policy of the school to aim for.
What were your bills like when you started out in the new building? Because that's something that school management and principals have to watch, obviously.
Yes, and the bills are quite high. It's a big school. There are a lot of children. There's a lot of space to be warmed. And even in the new building, it's an A-rated building, but we did find that our bills were still very, very high, certainly for electricity and heating. I suppose that was a little bit lower because we switched from oil to gas, and it was piped gas, and slightly better for the environment than oil, and certainly easier to heat one single building than it is to heat multiple buildings by various means, as we had to do in our old school.
The whole plan to become carbon neutral was there since 2015, I just said. Were solar panels always on your list?
As a school, they were added to our list around 2017 because there was a company that was going around from school to school offering solar panels to schools and suggesting that a payback scheme might be that they would provide the solar panels for free and that the schools would then pay them an amount for electricity, which would cover the cost of the solar panels over time. I don't know what happened to that particular company, but it certainly lodged the idea in our minds as a possible alternative. My last principalship, this is my third principalship of a school. In my previous one, I was in West Cork, and at the time we did look at solar panels even back then in 2010, I think it was, we looked at them because West Cork has the same light intensity over the course of a year as Paris. So we thought maybe it might be something. It was pretty expensive and the technology wasn't great, but we realized fairly quickly in 2017-18 that the technology had advanced significantly over the last few years, that even as far north here as Ennis, we had enough light to make it a viable option. So we pursued it, and we didn't pursue it with that particular company, and like I said, I don't know what happened to them, but the company that we did get in contact with, Energy X-Pro, were partners with us ever since about 2017-2018. The people involved in that company have been with us and helping us to get to the point where in 2022 we installed the new plant.
What benefits have you seen so from installing these panels, and they're out of view here, how many panels are there?
So there are just short of 90 panels, and the benefits we've seen are a reduction in the number of units that we draw down from the grid. I'd love to say that we saw a huge reduction in cost, but it coincided with the invasion of Ukraine, so the cost of electricity went up for everyone, except for us. Our cost went down slightly, but I would imagine it would have gone down significantly in comparison to what it would have been if we didn't have the solar panels. So we did a comparison of the cost per unit versus the number of units that we were using, and that in combination with the amount of money that we're being paid by the energy company have resulted in a savings of about €10,000 per annum for us.
Are you able to meet all your own energy requirements now?
Over the course of a year, yes. Last year we generated in 2023 39 megawatts of electricity and we used 32. But I have to clarify that that's asynchronous. So during the winter time, we produce about a third, between a third and a half, depending on the day, of our electricity needs. Right now, this time of year, any day that's like this or better, so we have partial sun here today, we will generate over the course of the day as much as we've used. And then in about a month's time, a day like today, we'll generate more than what we use. And on a sunny day, irrespective of the time of year between now and October, any sunny day, we're producing well in excess of what what we use.
The mission, of course, is to cut back on your energy costs, do your bit for the environment, obviously, as well. Do you foresee a situation when everything is paid for and you are creating your own electricity, that you're not paying anybody else, that you are totally self-sustained in that respect?
Yes, well, I mean, that's certainly one of the benefits of switching to microgeneration, is that once the solar panels have paid for themselves, which will take about another 6 years, and by the way, the funds for this came from our own fundraising, it's not grant aided. Once that has been paid off, the next 22 to 25 years of expected production will bring us the bones of €500,000 of additional funding that we wouldn't have had if we didn't have the solar panels. It's a strange one. You can't say, you know, it's going to make us money, but it is going to save us money, which then can be spent in other areas.
So with implementing this plan, you have become Ireland's first fully solar powered school, is that fair to say?
In effect, I suppose we have. We certainly don't know of any other school that has done it. We've contacted the SEAI and they don't know of any other school. So yes, certainly it seems that way.
That was Dara Glynn, principal of the CBS Primary School in Ennis. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.